who can stand against us. And you know that God is for you. So then no one can stand against you, and nothing can stand against you. Thank you, Father, for this evening. We give you praise, we give you glory for this wonderful, beautiful opportunity to come into your presence today. May we not live here the same, and wherever we are at home with your presence, may we not leave your presence the same. Touch us wherever we are. Touch us, those listening on radio, in their cars, watching by Facebook, Zoom, any means, YouTube. Father, touch and talk to our hearts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Wonderful. Take your seats wherever you are, and let us listen to the word of God. Once again, I welcome all of you listeners on radio and our viewers on Facebook. Welcome you. And I also want to say that we have started physical service, and last Sunday was powerful. And don't be away for too long. Try and come, and also don't settle in this temporal atmosphere or condition we entered into because of the pandemic situation. Don't let it go in under your skin and into you. And by the time you realize, oh, me, I have decided that I'll always now be at home and attend service. For some, it will be a very good and genuine reason. But for some of you, it will be pure laziness and pure flesh leading you. So try as much as possible to be present in church if you have the opportunity. And I'm sure there's an opportunity on Sunday. You cannot imagine that something happens between you and your husband, and then forever you start marrying via Facebook. You will not be happy, or online marriage. You'll not be happy. So don't let that thing happen to you. Quickly try, and wherever you are, come to church if it's possible, and you'll be blessed. Amen. Lesson about to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect. Hallelujah. Make you what? Perfect. Establish. Strengthen. Settle you. Hallelujah. So God make you perfect. Establish you. Strengthen you. And settle you. Hallelujah. So I want you to know the importance of establishment as a Christian. You becoming established as a Christian and established in anything and everything that you do. One of the things that he prayed was that God will establish you. God will establish you. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, say, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you believe in the Lord of God, so that you be established. So to be established is a very important thing. Hallelujah. And believe also in prophets so that you prosper. So to be established is very, very important. And that is why Paul was saying that after everything, God make you, or God establish you. Establishment means to make something stable. Establishment means to make something stable. Make you what? Stable. Settled. Hallelujah. So when they say somebody is established, it means the person has become what? Permanent. The person has become stable. The person has become permanent. And God can make you stable. God can make your marriage permanent. God can make your job stable. No matter what shaking coming to the system, you'll be stable and be permanent. Hallelujah. Establishment means you are settled in the position. You are settled in a position. You know, sometimes people are doing things and they are not sure of their position. They are afraid. Maybe you are a wife and somebody is threatening your position as a wife. So you realize that you don't feel established. You don't feel settled. You don't feel secured. You don't feel settled. Hallelujah. But if God settles you, if God establishes you, there is no fear. Your position is secured. Some people sometimes are afraid to go to work or afraid to do something because they say that somebody is threatening their position at the office. Somebody wants to take my position. So they make you do all manner of things. But if God puts you in a place, brother, don't be afraid. Establishment means you are accepted and recognized. You are accepted and recognized. Beloved, if your beloved has accepted you and their family has recognized you that you are the beloved, no shaking. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You have been established. Hallelujah. No shaking. Don't be afraid. Some people, if you dare go and talk with their beloveds, hey, I know somebody, there's a couple, whatever. So you have to be settled. Don't be afraid. If the person greets this person, say, hey, why did you greet this person? If the person does it, why did you do that? One day somebody was praying for people who had come for a prayer in a prayer line. And as he was praying for the altar call prayer for healing, he prayed. When he closed, his wife came to him and said that, how come you spent everybody, you spend 30 minutes, 30 seconds, maximum 35 seconds. But this girl alone, you spend 1 hour, 52 seconds. 1 hour, why? 1 hour, 52 seconds. And you were just praying for the person. Hey, you were able to even count by seconds. This shows somebody who is not what? Established in whatever, wherever he or she, wherever she is. Hallelujah. Establishment means to gain control of something. Gain control of something. So all these things are powerful things. Isn't it? Everybody wants to be permanent. Everybody wants to be secured. Everybody wants to be settled in the position. And everybody wants to gain control of whatever it is that you are doing. But Bible makes us to know that it is God who establishes people. It is God who does what? Establishes people. It is God who makes people what? Permanent. It is God who makes people stable and settled. And may God make you permanent, stable, and settled where you are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. May God make you stable. And if you read in the Bible, you said that is exactly what Christ wants to do for you as a Christian. Christ wants to establish you. Christ wants you to be permanent, and God wants you to be established also in Christ. And there are wonderful examples in the Bible of people that God established. Hallelujah. There are wonderful examples in the Bible of people that God established, and we want to see these examples, and we'll go on to other things. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19 to 21. 1 Samuel 3, verse 19 to 21. And 1 Samuel 3, 19 to 21. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him. Hallelujah. Wow. It's a good prayer to pray for your child and to pray when you dedicate children, that you grow and God will be with you. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel, all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, all Israel knew what? That Samuel was established
to be a prophet of the Lord. Amen. So, you see, Samuel was established by God. And if you're established by God in anything, to anything, you don't fret. You don't struggle. Hallelujah. There'll be no question about the fact that it is God who has established you. Amen. Sometimes you see people trying to prove who is who. And if the Lord has indeed established you as a prophet, there's no need for you to do whatever. Amen. Let's take another example of someone that God established. So this is to prove to you that God establishes people. Again, in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 5, verse 11 to 13. 2 Samuel 5, 11 to 13. It says, and Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar trees and carpenters and masons, and they built David an house. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. So you see that God established David. Hallelujah. He perceived that the Lord had established him. He perceived that the Lord had established him. I tell you, people can install you. People can put you in a place. But if you have not been established and made stable by God, you are still not secured. Amen. David's children were also established as the future leaders of Israel. Before anything, they had been established as the future leaders of Israel. You can see that in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and 12. 2 Samuel 7 and 12. He said, and when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. So God says that he's going to establish the children of David. God says, so you see, God establishes things. Many times, if you allow God to establish you, you'll be secured, you'll be permanent, and you'll be stable. Hallelujah. So God establishes people. In Psalm 24, 1 and 2, we see here again that God established the earth. That is why a lot of things have happened, but the earth is still secured. Fully secured, fully established. Hallelujah. Fully secured. It moves in by planets, and it is stable. It is, the seasons are all going on, and cycles are going on. And we all know what to expect. You see, we all know what to expect on this planet with the seasons and whatever. But it is established by God. Amen. Psalm 24, 1 and 2 says, the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world, and they that dwell therein. You see, anytime you are going for visa to travel to any country, these are the prayers you should pray. You see, because your father's property. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So the fullness includes everywhere. You know, America, Malaysia, Kaswa, everywhere. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. And the fullness thereof. And the Bible says, for he had founded it upon the seas. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flats. Hey! God has founded the earth upon the seas and established it. If you like, go and build your house on the seas and establish it on the flats. Do you see? But God has founded the earth upon the seas established it upon the flats and has made it to float and rotate in space. Like that. Wow. Established by God. So whatever is established by God is stable. That is why until the Lord himself decides to destroy this earth, no one can destroy it. It is stable. It is we expect things to happen in seasons and cycles, and they happen. Hallelujah. So as a Christian, you must decide, and you must decide that God will establish you, and then also decide to be established in certain things and know the importance of establishment as a Christian. Hallelujah. Know the importance of establishment as a Christian. And there are principles that helps you to be established. There are principles that helps you to be established. And I'm going to talk to you about the seven great principles about establishment. Seven great principles to make your position secured. To make your life secured. Hallelujah. Number one, you must be established in the faith. You must, as a Christian, you must be established in the faith. You must be established in the faith. You must make yourself permanent and allow God to establish you in the faith. Allow the Holy Spirit and allow yourself to be established in the faith. Acts 16:5. Because as you establish the faith, you are establishing yourself in the Lord and you are establishing yourself in many other things. Acts 16:5. And so were the churches established in the faith. And what? And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. So the church was what? Established in the faith. So as a church, if you are a church, you have to be established in the faith. Church members must be established in the faith. Hallelujah. That makes you stronger and that makes you permanent. 2 Peter 1:2-13. During this pandemic, many things have happened. Churches have been closed down because of the pandemic. And there have been limited allowance for churches to meet. Churches have been meeting online and everything. And the churches that have been established in the faith have survived. Yes. Because if you have faith in anything, nothing can take it away from you. It has survived. Amen. 2 Peter 1:12-13. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. So what? Be established. He's reminding you that be established in the truth, the present truth, the things you believe in. Be stable in it. Be stable in the things you believe in, the truth you have heard. And that is through your faith. No matter what happens, it must not be able to move you from the truth. You will not be confused that after you know the truth, there's someone will come and tell you something else. And you it's like you are confused. I don't know which one to believe. Like Paul told the Galatians, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you? After you have received the word with joy and everything, how can suddenly you are going back to this and that, the do's and don'ts and all those? Why? Do you get it? But when you are established, when you are established in the truth, nothing can take you away from the truth. And then you are made, and it will make you free. Do you get it? So you have to be established in the truth as a Christian. 1 Thessalonians 3:1-2. You see, we need to be established in the faith. Established in faith. It's very important. You get it? 1 Thessalonians 3:1 and 2. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you, and to comfort you concerning what? Your faith. To establish you and to comfort you in your faith. So you see that becoming established in your faith, in Christ and in your faith, was very important to the apostles. Becoming established in your faith and in Christ was very, very important to the apostles. They always wanted to be with them somehow, to make them secured, stable, settled in their faith. And church, I want every one of us here to be established in your faith, because you see, as we go on, you realize that when you're established in your faith, it helps you to overcome so many things. It helps you overcome so many things. It helps you to go places. It helps you to assess your blessings, your everything, and it helps you to enjoy your walk with Christ. It helps you to enjoy your walk with Christ. So it's very important that you are established in your faith. Hallelujah. Then the next one is that as a Christian, you must be established by telling the truth and being honest. Hey. You must be what? Established by telling the truth and being honest or honest. Hallelujah. You must be established by telling the truth when you are a Christian. Because we know that establishment is important, isn't it? And you must be established by telling the truth and being honest. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19. Proverbs 12, 19. I know you're already sweating. The truth and being honest. Proverbs 12, 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever. Wow. The lip of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. Can you imagine? You lied your way to get a beloved. Can it be forever? It cannot be. This guy was standing with the lady he wants to propose to. And as he was standing with the lady around the lotto kiosk and under the neem tree or the mango tree, he saw this car coming. And then the guy rushed to hide behind the tree. Say, wow, listen. And the car was some heavy, nice, what is the nicest car in town? Lexus. That's what, okay. Rolls Royce. Okay, these guys. Nice car was coming. Then the guy ran to the behind and said, look, this is my father. See, my father has sent a driver to come and pick me. Then my father, he said, he doesn't want me to walk alone. He doesn't want me to walk in that. Just few steps I took, he has sent a driver to come and look for me. So if they see me around, they will take me home. So please. So the guy went. Meanwhile, the guy, there was nothing. And so fraud, 419, and you fall for him. This is for a moment, isn't it? It is, because just a little while, the girl will see you one day sweating in your trotro and say, you powder your face. Oh, you see, I want to enjoy what it looks like to be in trotro. You get it? Bible says, but the lip of truth shall be established. Be truthful. Be truthful. You know, telling the truth and being honest with yourself is the master key to spiritual growth. Don't lie yourself into things. And don't lie to yourself. You know, some people, they can lie that they lie to themselves. Hallelujah. Bible said that speaking the truth brings growth. You know that. Speaking the truth itself brings growth. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, it says that, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. But speaking the truth. So the truth itself makes you grow. It makes you free and it makes you grow. It makes you progress. It establishes you speaking the truth. Hallelujah. Speaking the truth will make you grow. So being honest about, you see, speaking the truth also means that you are being honest about your struggles and about the realities. Hallelujah. Being honest about your struggles and about realities in Christ as a Christian. And some of us, you see, we don't want to accept that there are certain struggles and there are certain realities for you as a Christian. It is when you accept the truth about yourself, the struggles about yourself, that you can defeat the devil. Hallelujah. So, we don't speak the truth. We are not honest even about our challenges, about our weaknesses. People are always presenting false and perfect pictures about things that are not so. False and perfect picture. One day I saw a couple who came to church. When they came, they have all worn too much. Hey, that day, too much. Pepe. But when they came, they sat, they said, wow, these people must be enjoying their marriage. Is this another honeymoon period? Then they came, they sat down, everything. But as I was watching them, I realized as I was preaching, anytime I say, turn to someone and say, amen, this person will look east, another person will look west. I said, no, this is, I mean, they dress like that, and why are they behaving like that? When we closed from church, the man came to talk to me separately. Then I saw that the wife was standing somewhere. The man came, finished, that the wife also came to talk to me. And then I made a certain statement, and the wife did something like, it's like, in Ghana, it's like, it's another, how do you say it in Ghana? It's a legendche, it's on one. Esale denche. Hey, say, what do you mean it's an esale denche? Not knowing that as they have come with all the this thing, they were lying, they were giving a false picture. There was a wild fight. Even before they came to church. So I was wondering how they managed to be able to wear the same clothes and come to church like that. And this story that I've heard and heard and heard. Because people always want to present a false front, a false picture. They are not honest. It's when you are honest and truthful that you can receive help. I remember a couple got married. And I was just chatting with them. And I just made a statement. Then two occasions. Then a man said that the woman said, oh, this man is different. He doesn't like sex. So I said, this man is different. It's like you said, this person is different. He doesn't eat. So I started this non-marriage counseling, but I started talking with them. Then later, the man too made a certain statement. So I asked the woman, so do you enjoy this marriage? Do you enjoy this online preaching? It's not easy. I don't know who we are watching this thing with. Do you enjoy this thing? Then the woman said, no. They said, no, you must have a reason. You must have a reason. It's truthful and honesty. Then you don't know what the woman told. The woman said that, honestly, I'm not attracted to do this thing with him. I said that my husband has a habit of playing with phlegm in his mouth. Kayando's karat. This is somebody's problem. He said he will pull that and he'll be playing with it as if he's eating toffee. And that thing is disgusting. He said it. She said it. As soon as she said it, the man was, oh, You see, the man was like, oh. So, for all this while, that was the problem. But the truth came out. When the truth came out, then I said, but you should have told him. All that he would have done is A, B, C. So I told the man, Charlie, get some tic-tac. And anytime you feel like this, or get a gum, anytime you feel like this, they chew. And that was the end of their problem. That was the end of their problem. See, she came out to speak the truth. You would still keep it. And you'll be in the thing. You are not flowing. You are not enjoying. But you are not saying. Truth makes you grow. And unfortunately, people don't like the truth. Or sometimes you see that people are living together. There's a truth that when you say, it will make them enjoy properly. But when he say the truth, they cannot bear the truth. Well, that is also what can bring the joy. That's also what can bring the joy. Sometimes I don't even know whether it would not be better for you to ask your friend, please, is there any truth you want to tell me? Is there any, without taking offense, because that will help you. That will help you. Another time, I visited a couple, and as I was there with them, I stayed with them first night. Where I was sleeping was where the bathroom was. So first night, we were there. I didn't hear any water flowing in the bathroom, except a flash of the toilet, WC. Second night, say the flash of the WC. So third night, then I asked them a question. Ask them a question. I said, you people cry, do you do A, B, C, D? It's a question. Do you do this? Then the woman said, the man is always tired, then we like him, then we just sleep and all those things. I said, so ask the man, is that so? Then suddenly the man burst out. No, then I asked, do you know why I'm asking this question? Then they ask, please, why are you asking? I said, you see, I know that you need a certain atmosphere for certain flow, receive the anointing. Take it one, take it two. You need a certain atmosphere. But first night, you didn't bath. Second night, you didn't bath. Third night, you are not going to bath. But what are you going to do? When I said that, the man got up and said, please, this is my problem. My wife doesn't like bathing at all. Oh! So he has also withdrawn. So I said, but why have you not spoken about it? Why have you not told her? You see, speaking the truth establishes you, establishes the marriage. Because if your wife is dressing in a certain way, you don't like it, and you are not able to tell her the truth, you are going to see other women dressed that way, and you are going to be attracted to them, or they are going to attract you to them. That's all. So you can't grow. You may not even do anybody. You'll be struggling. Every day you are struggling. Since you married 50 years, you'll be struggling in your mind every day like that. What is that? So be able to speak the truth. But this is not my counseling, so another time when you're doing my counseling, you can come. As I'm talking, you want to hear. When we did Valentine, I was sick, you didn't come. You want to listen to the thing. That's why you are not being established. That's what I have to do. You have taken your husband to, you think going for a restaurant will help. You thought going to here will help, and nothing is helping. Because the truth is that this is not the situation. This is not the problem. The real problem is there. And sometimes people cannot be honest enough to face the truth and speak the truth. Hey, when you are open, you receive help. When you are open, you receive help. Hallelujah. Imagine you go to a doctor and your problem is something, something, something. And when you enter the room, you enter the consulting room, you see this nice, maybe you are a nice lady. Then you see this young doctor sitting in the consulting room and say, please, what's your problem? Well, your problem, you know where your problem is. You know where it's itching you. But when you saw the rest, oh, doctor, I don't know why. These days when I'm walking, I feel dizzy. I feel dizzy. And I hear my ears are ting. It's okay, maybe you have some. I've been forgotten the name of the tonight, whatever, tinnitus or whatever. So go and do this. What the test you are doing has nothing to do with the exact problem you have, where it's itching. You have no, it has nothing to do with it. But because you couldn't speak the truth and be honest, you just said something. And they are treating you for something that is not a problem. Do you think you'll be well? By the time you realize, you are dead. Or something has happened to you because you couldn't be honest. Look, let me tell you something. Honesty and truthfulness is very important in relationships. That's when we go to God. See, there's nothing that you are going through that no one has been through before. There's nothing. If you have a weakness, do you think that you are the only one with a weakness? You are not the only one with a weakness. If you have a problem, you are not the only one with a problem. So speak. You'll be surprised that as you talk, the person will now even tell you more about what you are talking about. And by the time you realize, you are saved. You are free. Hallelujah. So know the truth. Speak the truth. Be honest. Go to the real issues. You know, people normally don't talk about real issues. Who? People don't talk about real issues. Especially if you are in a relationship, you are going to get married. There's a serious issue to discuss. Anytime you raise, then the woman will start crying. Then you stop. And you are doing your wedding date, you are facing the date, everything. It's getting to time. And anytime you want to read, the person is crying. So are you going to marry with the problem because of the cry? No. You are going to be in a big problem. If you cannot say it, let somebody tell her that, look, this marriage, if this thing doesn't change, it cannot work. I get what I'm saying. Yes. You should, not only woman, man, the man to tell him. Let him balance it so that we all be happy. Amen. So, the truth and honesty will cause you to be established. Hallelujah. The truth and being honest. You see, marriages that are nice, it's not because there are no issues. Because when the issues come, they talk about it. They are honest enough. That is why, let me tell you something. If you are in a marriage or in a relationship and you stifle truth, what happens is that you will never be happy. Or your happiness will be half. Because there is something that maybe if the truth is allowed to come without any thinking of anything, maybe the truth came, so, all along this is what you have been thinking about. If all along this is what the person is thinking about, the person has said it, and it's going to bring relief, it's going to bring, don't you prefer that? Don't you prefer that? That's why you should also give a good atmosphere for people to speak the truth. Give a good atmosphere for people to speak the truth so that you'll be happy. Everybody will be happy. Do you get it? And one of the worst things to have is to be in a place that everybody, there may be someone who can talk, becomes quiet. The person doesn't talk again. Don't think you have succeeded in making the person quiet too. You have only succeeded in making your life miserable. It's as simple as that. What he's not saying, he said, these days he doesn't talk a lot. What he's not saying, you don't know what has entered his mind. Or you know what has entered her mind. Do you get it? So create an atmosphere. For truth and honesty brings growth and establishment. Hallelujah. And I said, I was going to talk about seven things, but I ended up talking about two. I'm sure we'll continue another time. But truth and honesty. Sometimes I look at people and they are lying to themselves. They are lying to themselves. And I tell them, how long can you lie? Can you hide this thing? How long? Because a time will come, it will just come out. And by the way it comes out, you may be surprised what it can bring, the problems it can bring, and it will bring. Hallelujah. So, truth and honesty brings establishment. Amen. Everybody say amen. Okay, let me just talk about this last thing. Proverbs 12:3. And we'll close and come again. Now, just this, if you're able to remember this three and do it, you're on your way to happen. Proverbs 12:3. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Hallelujah. A man shall not be established by wickedness. So don't use wickedness to establish yourself. Put wickedness away from your life as a Christian. Hallelujah. Some of us, we have some ways that we live. Wicked means of getting through things. But you cannot be established by wickedness. You cannot be established by evil ways. Hallelujah. You have to put it away from you. So that if you want to be established, especially now that you are a Christian, there are certain things about your life that you need to put it away, because it will not help you to establish. Some things that you used to do, some ways that you used to get things. You know, today someone was telling me, his son of about 8 years or so, he went on YouTube and he went to, I think, watch a video of how to get what you want from your parents. 8 years old, how to get what you want from your parents. So there were steps. Is one of the steps is that let your parents feel bad that they've not given you some. Let them feel bad. And then let your parent feel that, why do these other people, my other siblings, have this and I don't have? Why do they have and I don't have? So I also should have. I mean, I've forgotten, but he was saying a step. So he was so surprised with this 8-year-old boy or other boy or girl, 8-year-old boy, how he's coming about with all this. So he was surprised. He was surprised. Then later he realized that the sinister saw him one day watching that series of film on YouTube. He said, wow! So this is where you have been getting all your facts. Using means, evil means, to get what you want, it will not establish you. And the father was shocked that the 8-year-old son is learning from YouTube steps to make your parents feel bad and to get what you want. Wow! 8-year-old boy. Bible says that what? A man shall not be established by wickedness. Don't use lies. Don't use wicked ways. Don't use other ways to get what you want. No. It cannot establish you. It will not establish you. Hallelujah. But the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Those of you righteous people listening to me, who are righteous because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the Bible says that the root of the righteous shall not be moved. You shall not be moved from your position. You shall not be moved from anything that belongs to you. You are permanent in everything that you are doing, because it is the Lord that establishes his people. As the Lord established Samuel, as he established David, and establish Solomon upon the throne, may God establish you in anything and everything that you are doing. May he establish your going and your coming out. May he establish you so much so that there will not be any, you will not be afraid of anything. You will enjoy wherever you are, whatever position you are, you will enjoy it in peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for this evening. We give you praise, we give you glory for this wonderful opportunity to sit at your feet, to hear these nuggets of wisdom to help us to be established, to help our lives to be better in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are listening to me on radio. You are watching me via Facebook or YouTube or any other means. And you've heard me preach the word of God today. Inside of you, in your heart, you know God is speaking to you to allow him to establish you. You are trying to establish yourself, but you can feel that God is the one who establishes people. And you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. First of all, I want to give my life to Jesus, that God will establish me. And then I want to allow the Holy Spirit to move through me for me to be established in anything that I do. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, I want you to say this prayer with me, with your heart, mean it with your heart, and say it. Say it with your mouth. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus,
forgive me
of all my sins.
Wash me
with your blood,
and make me
your child.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
that from today you are the Lord of my life
and I am yours
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wonderful. If you pray this prayer, on the screen you'll see some numbers there. 0244 644 528, 0244 644 528, and other numbers. But if you're on radio, 0244 644 528. I want you to call this number. These numbers are also on WhatsApp. They're on WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp them your name and say, "Please, I want to chat with you." Or you can call them. You tell them you listen to the Word of God. You enjoy the service. You want to know where the church is. You want to know how to grow up as a Christian. You want to know more about Jesus. Just call or text them, and someone will attend to you, and you have your questions answered by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed today? Have you been blessed at home? Have you been blessed in your car? Have you been blessed wherever you are? Wonderful. I believe that God has visited you wherever you are. I want to take our offering for tonight. I want to take a very, very good offering. And let me tell you, brother, sister, if there's ever a time that you can have faith in your giving and give and practice the Bible, it is now. Where you give and no one sees you, but God sees and God rewards. Many of you have been giving during these times, and I tell you, you have already started reaping your rewards. I have countless testimonies that people are sending of how God is establishing them and how God is blessing them. Be part of this blessing. Take a very good offering tonight. A very good offering, and you can add your first and best and your tithe, which is very, very important. And the number to give for, if you are not seeing on the screen, maybe listening on radio, is 055-874-2922 MTN, and Vodafone is 050-940-0044. The bank details are also on the screen. Vodafone is 050-940-0044. And I'm saying this for the first time. As you're already in church, you should know these numbers by now. MTN is 055-874-2922. Give a very good offering. You can give your tithe. Make sure you reference it. My tithe for June, my tithe for February, my tithe for January, February, March, April, May, June, and my tithe for whatever. Just make sure you give your tithe. Give. God is going to bless you wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you as you keep giving. Give wherever you are. Give your offering. Give your offering of 100 cedis. Don't say that because nobody is looking at you. And I was also very surprised on Sunday that many of you, not knowing you don't have Momo, so all this while you have not been giving offering. You see, this is also not the truth, though. You see, the truth is so many ways. All this while, maybe you should have gone to the, maybe we are going to a mobile vendor or whatever, so Momo vendor, so maybe. But give your offering anyway. You have been good so far, so give a good offering. Give your tithe. Reference it as your tithe. God will bless you. Father, I want to pray for all these ones who are giving from their homes, those who have stopped their cars to give their offering, and wherever they are giving their first and best and their offering, bless them. Those who are sending direct to the bank, bless all of them. May blessings move through the realms, wire blessings through the realms into their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you. We give you praise. Rebuke every form of devourer for their sake as they give and as they honor you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. Thanks for giving. Thanks for supporting. May you never lack help in anything that you are doing. in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you always be remembered. Anytime you need help, may God send help from wherever to be present to help you. For he is our very present help in our time of need. God bless you. God bless you. Once again, before Bishop David comes to give the announcement, once again, I want to remind you of the fact that we are back to church. Those of you who came to church on Sunday, you saw how the social distancing was observed. You cannot enter the church without face mask. I mean, protocol, COVID protocol strictly observed. And I told you that the church is safer than so many places that you go to. So come again, but come observing all the protocols. If you are sick or you have any form of fever, don't come. Don't come to church. Just believe God for your healing and then do the right things. If you are with child, because there is no children's service, so if you are a child and you can control your children, you come. But if you cannot control your children because of whatever, then you stay at home and join us online, participate and join. But don't use that also to become lazy. God, that can also be, you see, Satan can always take advantage of anything and everything. So don't allow Satan to give you a good reason for a bad thing. You know, so that you can have a good reason, but it will not be good for that particular whatever. So please be led and be spiritual in the name of Jesus. So see you on Sunday, and God will bless you. We are doing registration for Give Thyself Holy Conference, and I'm sure that all of you are part of it. Let's all take it seriously and do this. Give yourself to this online service thing that is so much blessing us, and participate in the flow prayer meetings that we are having. Very, very powerful times of prayer. Every Christian must pray. So if you have a problem waking up at dawn to pray, then are you a Christian? A great while before the Jesus was praying. If for any reason, you feel you are tired because of work and or whatever, at least 1 hour within the time. We have peak time from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. That is our peak time that we expect to see you online. At least that 1 hour till you can't pray, you see that now you have complained that you are even missing a blessing. Repent, and join at least 1 hour of the time. Of the almost 6 hours or sometimes 5 hours, sometimes 7 hours prayer, at least 1 hour of it, join in and flow, 5 to 6 a day, join in and flow, and you'll be blessed. That's a big time always for us. So join in and flow, and you'll be blessed. Amen. Let's put our hands together and welcome Bishop David for any other announcement left to be given.
Wow, powerful. God bless you, Bishop. Such a powerful message. I think it's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus. Really enjoyed, especially the truth part, speaking the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of us, we tend to hide. But tonight, I believe, as the word of God has come, we have been healed and we have been delivered. In Jesus' name. God bless you so much, Bishop, for the word. We are looking forward to next week. Another powerful message. Hallelujah. Amen. So, by the grace of God, we've come to the end of the service. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, dawn, flow prayer meeting with the prophet. And don't forget, church is back. So, pastors and minister shepherds, everybody, get your sheep, but center leaders, we are coming back to church. Your seat is reserved for you. Yes, but still obeying the COVID protocols as you are coming. Everything, all protocols are going to be observed. Hallelujah. So we want to see you this coming Sunday. Last Sunday was powerful. Good to see so many people that we've missed for a long time. After 5 months of being, of hiding and flowing, it was good seeing you. But many of you are still out there. We are looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Hallelujah. So let them know that church is back. And we're going to have a powerful time in the house of the Lord. Amen. So be part of everything that is happening in this season. And God is going to establish you. Be established in the faith. Okay? Anyone who is established in the faith does not joke with church attendance. Hallelujah. And all Christian activities, prayer is part of it. And on Friday night, we're going to have our night prayer time, Center Basanta prayer time. And also, on Sunday, don't forget Unity service at 12 noon with the prophet, Bishop Dark Edward Mills himself. Unity service. Let's all prepare to join. Even as you come to church on your way back home, you can join in the service. And so, Center pastors, Basanta pastors, let's all get our members to flow in the Unity services with the prophet every Sunday. That is our second service. And everybody must try and endeavor to be a part of it. Amen. You're going to receive direct from our Father and our prophet, Bishop Dark Edward Mills. Amen. Well, I'd like to invite you to the wedding ceremony of between Paul Dazzy and Chrisma Eyum this Saturday, happening right here. And also on the LHI wedding and celebration page, you can log in and join the service and watch the service. I mean, the ceremony live on Loyalty House LHI Wedding and Celebrations Facebook page this Saturday. Paul and Chrisma from the Pram Pram, our church in Pram Pram. Hallelujah. Pram Pram, are you here? Hallelujah. All right. I think that's 22nd, next week Sunday, Saturday, not this Saturday. All right. God bless you. Let's share the grace. God bless you. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please, if you have tithes, offerings to give, don't wait till Sunday. You can still give by Momo. You can still give anytime. Pay your BNMP donations and everything. Still pass support. Yeah, everything is ongoing. Church, everything is ongoing. We have not stopped at all. Hallelujah. So keep giving. Keep giving in the course of the week. You can still, the Momo number still functions all the time. You can give your offerings. You can give your tithes even before Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All right, the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, the fellowship, contribution, participations, the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of a shepherd, and the divine presence, protection, and supply of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. See you on LHI Loyalty House International HQ page of Flow Prayer Meeting with the Prophet Friday, 3:30 a.m. Bye-bye.
You are the word at the beginning. God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you.